With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. This week, attention turns to the Federal Reserve. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The Fed will hold a two-day meeting starting on Tuesday, followed by an interest rate announcement on Wednesday. Many economists anticipate a rate cut. But the central bank faces challenges from presidential pressure to the latest economic reports. Inflation rose last month as August posted its biggest consumer price increase since January. And the job market has weakened with a sharp decline in hiring. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk is putting candidates on edge, creating a chilling effect among those on the campaign trail as the nation grapples with a rise in political violence.
Kirk's murder while speaking at an event at a Utah college on Wednesday reverberated across the country, with both parties quickly condemning the violence and expressing their sympathies to the prominent conservative commentator. Less than 24 hours later, the Democratic National Committee's headquarters was targeted with a bomb threat that turned out to be not credible, yet the incident shook an already rattled country. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer told reporters, quote, "I think we've all got to rethink how you do events outdoors." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Students who witnessed Charlie Kirk's assassination at Utah Valley University are reckoning with trauma and grief as investigators spend the weekend digging deeper into suspect Tyler James Robinson ahead of his initial court appearance. The university community is mourning Kirk and taking steps to resume classes on September the 17th. At a makeshift memorial near the university's main entrance, people have been leaving flowers. On the quad where the Turning Point USA co-founder was shot, a crew has been taking down tents and banners and scrubbing away reminders of the killing. The university has said there will be increased security when classes resume September 17th. This is SRN News. It appears young people don't care about marriage or kids.
A new poll from NBC and SurveyMonkey asks Generation Z, teens and 20-somethings, what it means to be successful. The number one item is a good job. Number two is enough money to do what you want. And number three is similar, financial independence. Amongst young men, being married and having kids is in the 7th and 8th places on their success list. On the women's list, they are 10th and 11th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitic attacks on the rise, even in the U.S., a growing number of Jews are buying guns. There are even Jewish gun clubs springing up around the nation. The Jewish Telegraphic Agency reports that one of them, Locks and Loaded, opened its first club in Chicago and now has 15 of them across the country, including Florida, Texas, and Illinois. Jews have been amongst the racial groups least likely to own guns in the past. This is SRN News. The union that represents tens of thousands of entertainers has a new president.
The Lord of the Rings actor Sean Astin has been elected as the new president of SAG-AFTRA, the union that brings together the Screen Actors Guild and the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, represents some 160,000 actors and other entertainers and media professionals. Astin was also in Stranger Things and Rudy, and he'll succeed Fran Drescher as union president. Astin's mom, the late actor Patty Duke, served as the Screen Actors Guild president from 1985 to 1988. I'm Donna Warder.
Joss is the subject of the first ever large-scale exhibit devoted to a single film at the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures in L.A. Director Steven Spielberg mentioned that he's glad he kept the props from the movie Jaws. More details at srnnews.com.